Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Chamishi, the 22nd day of the month of Iyar, today is the 37th day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all of those who are in need of a refuah shalema. Please have in mind as well the three children whose names are listed in our daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Their names are Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bach, Chana, Fredel, Lini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema quickly and painlessly. Additionally, please keep in mind all those who are being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, Arvin Netanel, Ben Sonia Fiona being held in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz in Russia. May they speedily be redeemed and come home to the loving arms of their family. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken heart and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the potent and timeless words of Tehillim. So we continue to gather for a few moments to hear words of Divrei Chizuk, and to recite Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Alt of the Gulf Manor Synagogue in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Alt slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and English, which will be followed by the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim. And finally, Rabbi Alt will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alt.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali Herman. I'd want to begin with a thank you to the OU for what they are doing for all of Am Yisrael on our behalf. Their work is tremendous and very much appreciated, and specifically the work of Rabbi Naftali Herman, what he does for Klal Yisrael with his Tehillim call and for supporting the Rabbanim across the country. It's really exceptional. As we approach Parshas Bechukosai this Shabbos, a pasuk jumps out at me. And this year, we have the opportunity to read these two parshas on two different Shabbosos, Bahar and Bechukosai. Typically, these two parshios are grouped together as a double parsha. But this year, as a leap year, we have the two parshios separated. And there is a pasuk that repeats itself, both in Bahar and Bechukosai, which is so relevant today. In the beginning of Bechukosai, we're told about a bracha that Hashem will give the Jewish people if we do our job. In the Bechukosai Teilechu, Vesmitzvosai Tishmoru, Vasisim Osam, if we'll go in the ways of Hashem and we'll guard the mitzvos and do them, V'nasati Kishmeichem Be'itam, then I'll give your rain in its time, V'nasna Arzi Vula, V'eitza Sad Yitin Peryo, V'hizik V'chem Daishas Batsir Batsir Yasigat Zara, V'achaltem Lachem L'Sova, you'll eat your bread in satiation, V'yishavtem Lovetach ba'artzachem, and you will dwell with security in your land. That is exactly what we are so passionately praying to Hashem to provide us with, to restore that safety and that security. And the right here, the Torah is telling us what we need to do. In Bechukosai Teilechu, this same exact language appears in Parshas Bahar. In Perek Chafhei, in Pasuk Yud Ches, right after the Torah tells us about, outlines the mitzvah of Shemitah, of allowing the land of Israel to lay fallow, not to be worked on the seventh year, The Torah then concludes with telling us, "V'asisam es chukosai v'es mishpotai tishmaru." If you will do my chukos and guard my mishpatim, my laws and my statutes, "V'asisam osam," and perform them, "V'yishavtim al ha'aretz lavetach." Again, you will dwell on the land in security. What to me is striking is this language of lavetach, and that it correlates very well with what we know is our avoda of bitachon, of placing our trust in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this makes me think of a very powerful idea that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes about in his classic Sichas Musar regarding the beginning of Parshas Bahar, where the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah associates a pasuk in Tehillim, how appropriate for a Tehillim call, a pasuk in Tehillim with the Shomer Shemitah, those who guard the Shemitah year. The pasuk in Tehillim, the verse in Tehillim Kuf Gimel 103, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Hashem blesses his angels, Yiborei Koach, who are mighty and strong, Osei Devaro Lishma B'kol Devaro, who do his word and listen to the voice of his word, the word of Hashem. And the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah says, who are these angels that the pasuk speaks about that are Gibore Koach, they're mighty, they're strong? These are the Shomer Shemitah, those farmers who guard the Shemitah year. Typically, a person does a mitzvah for a day, for a week, for a month, but to keep a mitzvah going for an entire year, what strength that takes, and for them to watch their precious fields just sit there before their eyes and not be worked, takes tremendous strength. What Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz points out is this exact same pasuk is applied to all of the Jewish people when we receive the Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches Amud Aleph 88a, discussing the famous words of the Jewish people, Na'aseh V'Nishma, when we are presented with the opportunity to receive the Torah, we responded, Na'aseh V'Nishma, we will do, and then we will listen, then we will understand it. But first we'll do, with no questions asked. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that when the Jewish people said those words, a bas kol was yotzai, a heavenly voice called out, Migol bonai roz zeh, who revealed to my children this secret, shemalachei hasharis mishtamshim bo, this language that the angels use. And it cites this pasuk right here that we read in Tehillim, Kuf Gimel 103, Baruch Hashem malachav, blessed are the angels, Gibori Korach, Osei Devaro, who do Hashem's word, Lishmaya, the Kol Devaro, to listen to his word. First to do, first Na'asa, then Lishmaya Kol Devaro, then to listen, then Nishma. Na'asa, according to Nishma, to say the word Na'asa first and then Nishma, that is the language of the angels. And that is the language of Gibori Koach, of those who are mighty, those who are strong. And the question is, what is the correlation between the Jewish people saying Na'aseh V'Nishma and the Shomer Shemitah? And what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz develops in Sicha, in Maimer Ayin, and also in Samach Tes, is the idea of bitachon, of trust in Hashem. And that is ultimately what was at the core of both of these. The Shomer Shemitah, the farmer who is able to abandon his fields, his source of sustenance, his source of income, and leave it for an entire year. An entire year takes an awesome degree of trust in Hashem. And for the Jewish people, that moment of Na'aseh V'Nishma, to accept the Torah that they had not yet delved into, that they had not yet studied in great detail, they didn't even know what they were getting themselves into, but it didn't matter. Because they trusted in Hashem. That is Na'aseh before Nishma, the willingness to do before even knowing exactly what it entails. This avoda of bitachon, this job of ours to grow in and develop our trust in Hashem, that we trusted Him completely, that is what we need to do to unleash these brachos. And I think it is not coincidental that the language of the bracha is levetach, the same word as bitachon. V'yishavtem al ha'aretz levetach of Parshas Bahar. V'yishavtem levetach ba'artzechem of Parshas B'chukosai. If we want to dwell in the land with security, then we need to do our part and place our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, place our trust in Hashem. And I feel that with everything going on in the world today, with the war in Gaza and all the very painful, difficult things that the Jewish people are experiencing, what adds so much to the pain is the way that the world around us is responding. And the feeling that we get that there's no one to rely on. And I think it's not coincidental that this is happening now, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hashem is trying to show us this lesson, that we need to place our trust in Him, because we cannot rely on anyone else. We are very much alone in the world, but we're not alone, because we have Hashem. We have to place our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we will place our trust in Hashem wholeheartedly, then and only then will we be able to have peace restored to the land of Israel and be able to dwell in the land of Israel, Levetach, with a sense of security, a sense of safety. May it be Hashem's will that we find this inspiration, find the Gibor Kaya, find the strength to develop our bitachon, our trust in Hashem, that it become a complete trust in Hashem. And that in turn, Hashem should respond with supplying us with complete and ultimate peace and tranquility in the land. As an act of demonstrating our trust in Hashem, we recite Tehillim. We pray. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs. And with that, we'll begin with Kapitel Kaf, with Psalm 20. Mamnatseach l'David, Ya'ancho Adonai b'yoyim tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrocha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchoisecha v'oilasecha yidashen asela, Yitem lecha chilvavecha b'chol atzatzecha yimalei, Nizanina b'yishuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mish'aloisecha, Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai nishicho, Ya'aneu nishmei kodsho, Bigvuras Yesha Yinino. Eva Varechev, the Eva Vasusim, the Anachnu Bishim Adinoi Elohinu Neskir. He Makaru Venafalu, the Anachnu Kamnu Venisoidad. Adinoi Hoshia Hamelchi Anenu, the Yoim Karenu. Capital Chavgimo, Psalm 23. Mizmor the David, Adonai Roi Lo Echthar. Binois Deshe Yarbitzeni, Alme Menuchis in Ahaleni. Nafshi Yeshuvi Yancheni, Bemagli Tzedek Vaman Shmo, Gam Ki Eilech Begates Almaves, Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha Umishantecha, Hema Yenachamuni, Ta'arech Lefonai Shulchan Neget Soyeroi, Tishanta Veshemen Roshi Koisi Rivaya, Ach Toiv Vachesed Yudefuni, Kol Yemechayai, Veshav Te Beves Adinoi, Lo Eirech Yamin. Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shalom Alos, Esau Enai El Heharim Na'ain Yavo Ezri, Ezrini Im Adinoi, Oise Shemaim Va'aretz, Al Yitem Namotag Lecha, Al Yunum Shemrecha, Hinei Lo Yunum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adinoi Shemrecha, Adinoi Tzilcha, Al Yadi Minecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, Yoreach Balayla, Adinoi Yishmorcha Mikovra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adinoi Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvoyecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shema Alois, Mima Amakim, Kerasicha Adinoi. Adinoi Shema Vekoli, Tihena Aznecha Kashuvos Vekol Tachanunoi. Im Avoinois Tishmaya, Adinoi Niya Amod. Ki Imcha Hasvicha, Lema'an Tivare. Ki Visi Adinoi Kiso Nafshi, Velid Varo Hochalti. Nafshi Ladinoi Mishemim Laboker, Shumrim Laboker. Yechel Yisrael Al Adinoi. Ki madinoi achesed v'harbe imoy fedus v'hu yisteh es yisrael mikol avonosav. Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil David bihosel b'ma'ara sefila koili el adinoi ezak koili el adinoi es chanon eshpoch l'fanav sichi tzadasi l'fanav agid satef alai ruchi. V'ata yodata nisivasi, v'oirach zu ahalech tamnu fachli. Habeit yamin ure'ei ve'eni makir, avad manus mimeni ein deresh menafshi. Zo'akti eilecha adinoi, Amarti Asa Machsi Chalki Be'eret HaChayim. Hakshiva Eludinasi Ki Daloisi Me'od Hasileni Mirutfai Kiamtsu Mimeni. Hutsia Mimas V'Nashi Lohidois Eshemecha Bi Yachsir Tzadikim Ki Sigmol Aloi. We now continue with the Tefillah of Achenu, which will be recited in Hebrew and then translated into English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanitzunim batzara uvashivya ha'oimdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha ha'mokam yivrachim aleihem v'yotzim nitzara l'ravacha u'me'afela l'ora u'yishiba l'geula hashta ba'agalot v'zman kariv v'neimar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Continue now with the Nishabeirach for Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Nishabeirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva hagana li'Yisrael v'anshei kochos habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar arzenu v'arei elohenu migavul halavanon v'ad b'dvar mitzrayim minyam agadol ad levo harava v'chol makom shehim ayabasha ba'avir uvayom yitein adinoi es oivenu ha'pamim alinu nikafim nifnehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatuz Chayaleinu Mikol Tzor V'Tzuka Mikol Nega U'Machala Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'ase Yedeyem Yadber Tzoninu Tachtehem V'Hashem B'Chesu Yeshua V'Hatzeres Nitzachon V'Ken Bahem HaKasuv Ki Adinoi Eloheichem Ha'olech Imachem Nilachem Lachem Im Oiveichem V'Yoshiatzchem V'Neymar Amen. Continue with the Mishaberch for the Shavuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity, for all of the hostages. Yishaberach Avisena Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nidrei Tzva Hagana V'Yisrael U'Shevuyav Yes Kol Achenu Hanitzuim Batzaro V'Shivya Ba'avur Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Hazeh Nispalel Ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Yimali Rachim Yimaleim V'Yotzim Nichoshech V'Tzalmoves U'Mosroseihem Yinatek ומנצוקותיהם יושיעים וישיבים מהיר הלחיק משפחותיהם. יועידו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאוי סוף לבני אדם וכן בהם מקרא שכסוב ופרדויי אדוני ישובון ובואו ציון ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם סוספרים ושמחו ישיגו תנסו ידון ואנחה ונאמר אמן. We now continue with the Mishaber for the Cholim, the prayer for the sick. There'll be a pause to insert names of individuals that we are each individually praying for. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Rapei Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemali Rachamim Alav Aleihem Lachlimam Lurapusam Lachlikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lehem Neheru Refuah Shalem Mishamayim Lamarach Evarehem Ushisa Gideihem Besor Shachol Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashta Ba'agala V'Zman Kariv V'Neymar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Alt. Appreciate you being on. We look forward, we've got Amir Hashem, having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share moments of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Kol Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.